Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Junk Time AFL podcast for round 15, 2021. We're coming to you from Wayne Jackson Studios and Rod Carter Studios. My name is Michael Chamberlain and joining me is a man who has been fired as Richmond's forward coach. It is Adam Rosenbarks.
G'day Michael, g'day Junk Timers. Yes, it's disappointing that we start off again. I'm out of a job. Geez, I bounce around a lot, don't I?
It's two in a row, at least this week, I believe. Is it two in a row? Because you lost the Robbo job last week.
Yeah, that was tough.
And now you've lost tough. The Richmond job.
Yeah.
Are you on job seeker or job keeper, or how does it work now?
Oh, I've got a few aliases. I'm getting more. I get more money than Harvey Norman.
Yeah, sure. You're collecting more welfare than the Snowtown guys.
Yeah, exactly. So I went into the Richmond meeting on Friday before the big game, and I just said, seriously, two goals. You're only playing the Saints. Two goals will do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't reckon you need to do any more than that. You kick three, it's a waste of your energy.
Yep.
And it turns out St Kilda fucking kicked like six or seven. And we couldn't get him over the line. And Dimmer was fucking, geez, he was filthy at me. He just went me.
It's their lowest score since 61, I think.
That's incredible. They kicked two goals 10.
And then you think about how bad at times Richmond have been. And you still go, yeah. Oh, sheesh. And you think about the muddy grounds they would have been playing on the like. But yeah, that was like, wow. Because, I mean, we all remember, like, they're fine. They're fine, you know, the last few years. But there were some very dark days.
Two goals. I remember, you probably won't. I think it was about 91 or 2 when Carlton kicked their first goal.
With like 5 minutes to go at the Noble. It was Mark Arcieri, wasn't it?
Yes.
There we go. Done. I did fucking remember because I'm a fucking football fucking genius because of the website AFL tables that I run. Keep that on the hush.
Now you're a genius and it's not like you've got lots of time on your hand. You're just a genius.
Let me throw down these coins and I'll count them. I'm going to the casino tonight.
Has there ever been a goalless game?
I reckon there would have been.
Statistical question without notice.
I mean, that is a fucking question without notice. Okay. Okay. I'll look up very quickly if you can just kind of hum a few tunes or something.
Well, I thought St Kilda played very well. Now that they've got Paddy Ryder and Rowan Marshall back, they did well together. And not only that, but the Saints are also getting a huge new sponsorship coming up very shortly at the club.
It's all turning up roses for the Saints. St Kilda in round 17, 1899.
Fuck.
So Mick Malthouse is probably playing with the Saints then. St Kilda, 1 point. Geelong, 23, 24, 162. And that was at Corio Oval.
Fuck, 1 point. Imagine it was rushed too. Like no one even kicked it.
Yeah, that could actually be a fact. Like Geelong were maybe 150 points up and they were heading towards St Kilda to go and they're like, nah, mate, just for safety, we've got to protect the lead.
this is a handy point. Fuck. They only need 25 in a row and we're in big trouble. That's some poor kicking by Geelong, by the way.
23-24, yeah. Corio Oval, okay. So I wonder if that, I'm going to presume that's a completely different oval to Kardinia Park.
Also, too, though, that's a fair journey back in 1899. Like,
you actually 3 days, good point.
3 days thinking about your shit 1 point game.
Because, I mean, they wouldn't have a bus or anything back then. So you'd just be like, after the game, it was like, all right, guys, get in the horse and cart. It's like 30 dudes getting in the horse and cart.
Yeah, fuck, we're staying at Lara tonight.
Yeah, like three horses would die on the way back. Like, no freeway.
They probably didn't have a full team because they didn't all make it. Like, they lost a couple to scurvy in Avalon on the way down.
Fuck, man. You know, teams outside of Victoria complain about travel nowadays. It's like if you had to go to Geelong, you'd have to take a week off work.
You would have to take time off work though, wouldn't you?
Well, I mean, what is an hour for a horse? What is an hour for a horse? But I imagine it'd be a longer day. I mean, they talk about back in the day, like, you know, some dudes would work in the Saturday morning and then go off and play, you know, work in a butcher shop or whatever.
And you couldn't do that if you were playing down Geelong, though. You would have had to take the Friday.
I think you'd have it crossed in the fixture. Just like, okay,
yeah,
this is our it's a three-day weekend.
Yeah. Well, maybe they played it on a Friday night under candlelight.
But then also, that's the thing, though. Like, what do you do if it's like a 2 p.m. game? Like, are you staying overnight in Geelong?
You'd have to be there on the Friday.
Stay at the local tavern and what's it called? What are the tavern? What's the Sphinx? Back in 1899? Or Lammy's? Back in 1899?
Well, no, the Sphinx is from, like, ancient times.
Ah, true. But, yeah, fuck, man, you think about Lammy's. Like, had the wild days where, you know, the cats were getting about there. But think about Lammy's back in 1899, tell you what.
Yeah, mate, the fucking Wild West.
I'll get the petrol with the Coca-Cola.
You got fucking Cameron Ling Senior down there. Was Cameron a name that was around in the 1800s? Was anyone called Cameron?
Sorry, man, do you want to say that again?
Was Cameron a name in the 1800s? Like,
yeah, of course. I mean, everything's been a name. I'm trying to think of famous Camerons before Cameron Ling. I can't really think of any. he's probably the most famous Cameron. Yeah.
Yeah.
But his dad would have been standing on the bar at Lammy's just going, I'm the Lord Admiral General of Geelong. Anyway, it's all flying for the Saints. New sponsor.
Yeah, so Ed Sheeran, there's an article in the Herald Sun this week, and they were talking about his love of St Kilda and obviously his love of Michael Gudinski. And because he said he came to a game and said, "Who's this shit team?" And someone said St Kilda and went, "Right, I'm barracking for them." So he's barracked for them for 7 years and they've been shit through all that.
His love and affection for Gudinski that he kind of just barracked for the team that he barracked for. Was he actually at a game, I think, in the article that he...
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, gotcha. But there was a little clincher at the end, and this is good news for the Saints fans out there, that he was trying to get Gudinski's company Mushroom to sponsor the Saints. And he said he'd be on board, and he'd chip in a bit as well.
Oh, mate, if Ed Sheeran's chipping in, the Saints, mate, they're going to be fucking up and about. They don't need that Dare or Deliveroo money anymore.
Now, what do you think the realities are that... if that push came to shove and that actually happened, how much do you think little Ed might be just chipping in there, hey?
What if you got... So, you know how you've got salary cap and all that kind of stuff? Yeah. Can you have... If you had a sponsor, say it was Jeff Bezos, jumped on board.
Yeah.
And he said, "I'm going to give your club $1 billion. Does that mean you can go crazy? Obviously, you can't play payers outside the salary cap. But then if there's almost no... Like, if it's a bottomless pit, you can just do whatever you want with the soft cap. Then can't you? Because it's a soft cap. It's not a hard cap.
I don't think there'd be any rule against that. But isn't the idea that if you pay above, say, $5 million on coaching, that
you get taxed?
You get taxed, yeah. So that won't affect you. But I think you could also go crazy with equipment and stuff like that. And you could also probably just throw down a check and say, "We're going to own the MCG."
Yeah. And our top 10 players are all Amazon ambassadors.
Ambassadors, if
you know what I mean.
Yes. Yeah. They're doing a lot of very hard work promoting, you know, cleaning products and thriller novels.
And TV shows on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Because they're an ambassador.
This week, we're going to have the stars of the Marvelous Miss Maisel play in the forward line.
It would be great. Hey! Carlton Hawthorne, man, we're up and about. This is a rarity for us in this modern era, Michael, that we're both... Well, it's more a rarity because I don't usually be, bringing a win to the table, but this weekend we both had wins.
We did, mate. I was actually very enthralled by the game on the weekend because it looked like a bit like the Giants were just going to run over the top of us come quarter time. But then we fought back, showed a little bit of spirit. A few new folks getting out there, young ones. Will Day, they had a debutant... Denver Granger Barras, who actually had to go off in the three-quarter time, I think, with concussion, but he shows a bit of something.
And they only discovered that he was concussed. Like one of his teammates was like, "I think there's something wrong with him, mate."
They did. Yeah. They didn't name the player, that dirty rat who robbed that guy of his, you know, debut game, obviously. And obviously with the concussion, the memories that he'll have. but yeah, someone in the huddle said, "Yeah, he doesn't look quite right." Didn't mind a bit of rough and tumble, our friend Denver.
Yeah, he was good.
Messaged friend of the show, Craig Coombs, during the game, and he was very keen on Demda when he came on and did the draft preview last year. But he was saying once he puts some weight on, he'll be certain to hold down centre-half back for a long while, which is very handy.
Really happy for you. I'm glad things are starting to look up for Hawthorn. So about time.
I think the three-peat 22, 23, 24, I think, is what I'm looking at this stage.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. What about the Baggers, though, mate?
We kicked wouldn't be eight surprised goals. If we went early on that one, though.
We kicked eight goals in a quarter.
No way. No way.
We only kicked four for the rest of the match. Three for the rest of the match. Four for the rest of the match. But eight in a quarter. I was watching Access All Areas before, and they said that's the first time that's the highest score Carlton has put together since 2011.
No way. That's awesome. Yeah. I admire you for sticking around for a decade like that. That is amazing. You know, that shows your durability, you know?
Shows how sad I am. Somehow sadder than you.
To see eight goals in a quarter. Jeez. I wish I knew what that was like, Adam. I wish I knew what that felt like.
Did you guys put eight goals in a quarter together, though? Mate, like Hawthorn were never shootouts.
Mate, we fucking smashed the shit out of everyone that fucking came at us. We just fucking... Yep. Who do you want to give it to? Cyril, Ruffy, Bruce.
Anyway, mate, we're talking about the Blues and how they got up and got a win for Teague.
They did, and it was a bit tricky for David Teague this week. He did it a little bit tough.
Well, the review starts at Carlton today.
Yeah, yeah. And the previous weekend, I think it was the Monday of the previous week, you guys had a loss, was it to the Giants, I think? Is that correct?
It was, yes. Yes, that's where the heat came on.
Can you imagine the shock and horror when there was some vandalism, some graffiti at Icon Park?
Is that right?
Now, the Carlton officials were very concerned, and they had cleaners working on it about 5:30 in the morning. So I'm going to presume they came in at night time. Someone saw it as they were leaving the office. It's probably, you know, Bruce Matheson walking out after telling the board what to do. They saw the graffiti on the wall, and the Herald Sun article, if you read that correctly, it says that it's almost too hot to print. They're not going to tell us.
The abuse was so bad, we've chosen not to print the remarks aimed at the under fire Teague. I mean, you can't do that, Herald Sun.
Give us a tease, mate. Come on. Yeah. I mean, you can do an F dash dash, a C dash dash. And it's also a little rich of a publication that hires Mark Robinson, who has an office in the building. He goes, "Oh, no, that's a bit too far." And it's like, well,
that's a bit right.
I've heard imagine what that guy's saying. So what could possibly be, do you think? Directed at Teague, I think that's the gist. It was like...
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Like a Teague.
So unless it was a personal attack, like it was something about him, then you kind of go, maybe they shouldn't print it. But if it was just like... Because how bad could it be? If you're a supporter, what's the worst you're going to say, you know, tell Teague to get the fuck out of the club kind of gist?
Yeah, I figured it'd be like a Teague fuck off or something like that. Or fuck off Teague, you know?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I don't think you'd say that... I don't think it'd be... personal, like if you said, you know, Teague's a C, it's like, well, he's not. Like,
yeah.
I mean, having said that, I might be underestimating the sophistication of the writing of the Carlton fans who have done this. The only other way I can think it becomes personal is maybe they were saying, hey, Teague, in your playing days, you actually had this, you know, lovely blonde hair, and then you stopped dyeing it, and now it's all brown. You're not as attractive as you used to be.
Yeah. Well, there is that. You know, his hair looks like, you know, when you see like a baby chick. A chicken.
Mm-hmm.
It's got that kind of downy, sort of fluffy, sort of texture to it.
Yeah,
sure. It looks like.
If you look back at the old photo, it's like it wasn't a great, what do you call it? Not dye job, like tips. They're more than tips, but the roots were very exposed at all times.
Oh, I always thought he was a natural blonde.
No. Look back, man. Like he's kind of like a bad Dermy. Dermy would.
Mate, Carlton best and fairest. Mate, he's a Carlton best and fairest. You'd fucking lay off David Teague, mate. He's a fucking superstar coach. And if I find out who did that graffiti, and I would love them to tell me what it was.
Well, yeah, that's amazing too, that I'm amazed it wasn't you.
No, I haven't done that. I'm just a brick through a windscreen kind of dude.
Yeah, sure. Keep it simple.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're old school like that. Yeah, you love the classics.
Yeah. you know, leave a bullet in the letterbox.
Yeah,
with this,
you know, just little notes little things, and, you know.
The note that says the next one's coming a lot quicker. Just little fun things like that.
You know, just a little drive past the house and maybe just shoot a few bullets through the window, you know.
Exactly.
Just little stuff you do, you know. Just simple, you know.
Family comes home, fucking pet hanging, dangling from the veranda. You know, just little fun things like that. Just to remind you to be a better coach.
Little fun stuff where you chuck a little Molotov through the window and just go, you know, just, yeah, it's good fun. Good fun.
Yeah. Good coaching. Love your work. Keep it up.
Hey, you must be happy though. Cripps, mate, signed on. Got it done a lot earlier than I thought he would, actually.
Interesting that they gave him 6 years. I would have thought they would have held off until the review, because I reckon the review would say, hey, how about you don't sign people for 6 years who aren't having great seasons and already looked cooked with their body?
Yeah, with a broken fucking back, though.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you don't know if it's going to re-break, mate. 6 years. It's six a long years, time.
Which I think they say it's about $1 million a show. But he's your franchise player. I mean, you got a few other dudes hanging around, but like, he's the franchise.
Yeah,
if he left, that would be devastating for Carlton.
No, it would be. It would be. And also, he said that he took a pay cut so they can target other people. So he's a martyr.
Good bloke. Good bloke.
Yeah.
How long do we have an idea of, like, how long the review might take? Like, is there a
deadline? No, they haven't put a timeline on it because they've gone in today to see that. I guess you don't know how bad it is in there. And also, like, Matthew Pavlich can't come over, so he's got to do all his sort of snooping around on Zooms, which is shit house.
That's a weird review, yeah. Yeah,
so it's already a bit shit.
You kind of don't really know how much what you might find. I remember listening to a podcast years ago, and there was a guy who bought a house, and the electricals were playing up. And he said he was upstairs and there was an electrician downstairs looking through all the, you know, in some crevice where all the wires were. And he was like, he could just hear this. He could just hear from the electrician, what the fuck? What the fuck is this? What the fuck? And he just, in his mind, just heard the dollar signs just going up with every what the fuck. And the guy came up to him. He's like, I have no idea who fucking built this shit, but it is completely illegal and completely wrong.
Dangerous.
We've got to do the whole thing again.
And what are you suggesting that might happen at Carlton?
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, they need to get the graffiti problem under control first off. I mean, Pav should actually get exemption from the government to come over to make sure that he stand out the front of the Icon Park at all times and check for graffiti. By the way, if anyone wants to go down graffiti Icon Park, I am not encouraging it, but read between the lines.
Yeah. But also, too, like, if he's on Zoom, you can just hide stuff out of shot. Like, if there was, you know, if there's a fuck Matthew Pavlich thing written on a whiteboard, he's like, what's on that whiteboard? You're like, what whiteboard? There's that one just to the behind you going, oh, I can't turn the computer around.
Yeah, sure. There's Jack Russell, the fitness guy. Mm. Like, he's just out, just off camera, like, giving the players donuts.
And Pav doesn't know.
Saying, why bother, you know?
Yeah.
Just look forward to the off-season. So it's kind of kicking off a bit, isn't it, though, by the fact that a whole bunch of COVID going on in a whole bunch of different states.
Yeah, so currently, Rod Carter Studios, you're in lockdown up there?
We are, yeah. It's not as strict as the Melbourne lockdown, so I've been going to quite a few parties. But no, it doesn't have the curfew, and it doesn't have the 5K thing. It's more like, things are shut, try and stay indoors.
It's more of a stay-at-home order.
Basically, yeah. Because it's like, look, I might, as the Premier, have spent about 3 months hanging shit on another state because they went into the lockdown. And so I kind of don't really want to do a lockdown because it makes me look like I was like a bit of a fucking idiot. So, yeah, so I'm just staying indoors. But
you get to exercise with nine of your closest friends.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I hear these things where you hear, like, you know, you can have, like, X amount of people at your wedding. It's like, who the fuck would have that many people at a wedding? Or like, yeah, train it. You can train with nine people. It's like, really? Like, now I've got to outrun nine people? Like, I have no desire to fucking train with nine people.
But also, isn't that the idea that you don't fucking interact with that many people?
Yeah, yeah. It's always been well thought out and structured, Adam.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can I tell you a story, though? So, Saturday. So, Gladys did a press conference probably about 11 a.m.
Yep.
And then I saw she was going to announce another one at 2 p.m. And so I was like...
When did you go into lockdown? Was that on Saturday? Or Friday?
Friday?
Okay.
Friday was like the semi one. No, I think Thursday, Friday maybe was like the eastern suburbs, particular councils.
Yep.
and then I think on Saturday she announced the 2 weeks. Yeah.
Yep.
So as you know, you're well aware, Rod Carter Studios is not too far from the old New South Wales Health building.
Yep.
Current, I think. As you know, obviously we've got the statue at the front of Rod Carter.
Yeah.
And so I was in here obviously doing a bit of research on the Saturday, watching games, working out, inside 50s from the fat side, from thin side.
Keeping an eye on the arc.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Watching all the behind the goals vision.
Yeah, that's what I watch that purely. I get a special fee. That's all I watch.
Absolutely.
All I watch. I'm working out, obviously, I do my rankings every week of the top 50 who's good inside the shoebox. So okay. I do my rankings.
Yeah, good.
And I realised that I figured, she's probably at New South Wales Health, and it's getting close to 2 p.m., and that's not far from Rod Carter Studios. And so I was like, I think her press conference is going to not be far from here. And so I, just before 2, I went looking for the press conference, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really know why I did this. This is a bit facetious of me. But I took some of the recording equipment from Rod Carter Studio. So
is that right?
The recording equipment and the microphone.
Yeah.
And I found the press pack. There's about 30 people. They were at the front of a hospital, which is right nearby as well.
Please tell me you pretended you were a reporter.
Well, this is what I did. Okay. So I'm wearing tracksuit pants, like $10 Kmart shoes, a t-shirt that I sleep in, and a baseball cap. And I find the press pack, and I don't really know why I did this, but I genuinely wasn't going to do anything. I wasn't going to do anything. Although if I did actually call out a question, my question would be, excuse me, Madam Premier, we're standing at the front of a hospital that their COVID vaccination times, okay, are from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday to Friday. How is that fucking convenient to any human with even a fucking part-time job?
I reckon you should have asked her if she reckons Buddy will get to 1,000 goals this year. How great would that be if you asked a dumb question for the Junk Time podcast?
It's actually a really good point, yeah. Look, Madam Premier, obviously with Dan Hanbury, hasn't done much for St Kilda. and so I kind of stood at the back of the press pack.
Were you recording?
I was recording. I have like about a 1:20 recording where I might even put it up at the end if you can actually hear me talk, but you can't really hear much. And also, because it was outdoors, you couldn't really hear much. Like you could hear them talk, but you couldn't really hear a great deal. Obviously, it's better on the TV. And so I was just standing at the back of the press pack, and I just was kind of holding the mic out, and I actually had half a headphone on. ABC iView, so I was actually watching the press conference as it was happening because I was curious about what she was saying, how many people I get to train with. So I'm holding out the microphone, and this is standing there for about 5 minutes, and then someone in plain clothes rocks up to me and flashes their police badge and says, "Are you meant to be here, mate?" And I go, "Oh, no, I'm just mucking around."
Oh, I fucking love it. The fucking jacks are onto you.
I fucking laugh for 10 minutes solid, I reckon, as I was walking down the street. Like, I was wearing a mask, but people are going, why is that fucking crazy guy just hooting and hollering? It made me laugh so much. Now, he might have been AFP, which would be even better. I didn't get a great look at the badge, but I found it hilarious that a guy had come up and flashed a badge at me.
And did he just say, fuck off or go or you can't be here?
By the time I said, I'm just mucking around, man, I was already out of there. I was putting the stuff back in my bag. I was like, I'm not hanging around. And I wasn't doing anything illegal, and I genuinely wasn't there to be a prankster. Although I talked to a guy, actually, he actually has worked quite a long time with the Chaser guys. And so he knows the ins and outs of how they do their pranks and the like. And he said, first off, they would have known that you're not, well, you're wearing tracksuit pants. And, you're not a journo.
You look like you just rolled out of bed.
I really did. And he said, the same press people are following from, they probably, they've been at the same press conference for years. So he's like going, who's this? And so I think he just came up thinking, this could be a bit like today, the weirdo who claimed he created Earth. You know, wandering up. Like, I think they keep an eye out for that kind of stuff. So,
I'd give him a bit of time if he created Earth. Yeah, there's some good questions there.
Benefit of the doubt, guys. Come on.
Yeah, well, no, that's some. You know, that's on the press to not ask him when. How?
Yeah, yeah, good point, good point.
Where'd you get the parts? You know, there's a lot of questions you've got to ask of the man who created Earth.
And also my chaser friend said, he said what they found was just as soon as they asked you to leave, So you're not trespassing. Yeah. But again, I talked to another guy who's a long time worked in kind of journo stuff, and he was saying that I was on, not that I was going to kick up, but I was at the front of a public hospital, so... I'm not really trespassing, you know?
You're allowed to be there.
Yeah, yeah. But I think if I call this up trouble, which I wasn't going to do. But geez, it made me laugh. Oh, God.
Fuck, it would have been great if you got shot. You know? Like the guy's just going, I sense a hostile man here.
A crazed
person. Like if he mistook your microphone or the Zoom recorder that you've got and thought it was like a weapon.
Yeah, sure. Or he's like, look at him with podcast gear. He's clearly a fucking psychopath. He's making a podcast.
Yeah.
What kind of loser does that?
He's an idiot. Mate, we're never going to see Nathan Buckley ever again. Everyone thought that he was going to go straight into the commentary box, but Channel 7 have come out and said, mate, we've got no space. We can't fucking fit Bucks in our team.
Well, you think about it, actually. They actually don't really have much space. You can't just keep on adding people every year, because you know with every year there's another one or two retirees who like go maybe wouldn't mind getting into the media. But they said Kerry Stokes, the owner of Channel 7, said that they already have Australia's best commentary team, and you know I find amazing he said that with a straight face. I'll tell you what, that's a
he didn't laugh for 10 minutes after he said that.
I mean, if someone should be doing a prank at a press conference, it should be that guy.
Yeah, Stokes, he loves a laugh.
So it's not a walk-up start for Nathan. But that's not to say that Fox Footy... I mean, we don't know if this is what Bucks wants to do, but I'm sure Fox Footy will be sniffing around, 3AW, Triple M, SEN, all of them.
But I suppose that's for next year. Like, I can see why they wouldn't fit him in at the moment, because, like you say, they've got their team, and so they can, you know, adjust stuff. But here's the thing, Channel 7. Maybe you don't need Joe Watson. Just putting it out there.
Sure.
For a man who went to a private school, his grasp on English is exceptionally woeful.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. You don't like him, do you, hey?
Not particularly, no.
I feel like it's a bit interesting for Job to be doing it by the fact... And he's not every week, right? Am I right? He's not like... He kind of pops
no,
in.
No, he's not on all the time, no.
Yeah, by the fact... I found it surprising when he started doing it by the fact he's a man who kind of openly, you know, fell out of love with the game. And so I find it interesting that he's back there doing it. But, you know, each their own, you know. You know, those... peptides don't pay for themselves. So.
That's true. And they should introduce, like, the thing underneath him should say former Brownlow medalist.
Ah, that's nice. That's nice.
You know? Just to remind people of the good times.
So Bucks did Channel 7 in 2008, and he's kind of had a gap year between playing and coaching. Yep. Did he do 2009? No, he was there at 2009. Yeah, that's when they did the handover. Or they just announced the handover.
So he did have a year out of
coaching. He did 2008.
Everything. Okay. Yeah.
Maybe did 3AW or something then as well. Because he's on the commentary for the 08 grand final.
You know what would be great? Play for you now. Is if he took Mick Malthouse's spot at ABC.
That'd be a lot of fun. No. Fuck. The ABC announces that in 2 years' time, Buckley would take over.
How good would that be? Just to make Mick just a little bit more fucking grumpy.
Football in real life, Adam?
Hit me.
We've got a couple of footballers from Blake. On Friday night, I was out to dinner with my girlfriend at a Mexican restaurant in St. Kilda. In brackets, I'm doing very well. We'd finished our meal and went up to the counter to pay when a large figure came up beside me, and despite his face mask, I recognised him straight away. It was none other than North Melbourne's former Rockdown back, Michael Ferrito.
Oh, there you go.
He was there with his partner and was asking at the counter for a table or two. The restaurant was quite full and he did not have a booking.
Oh, come on, Farid. You got to have a booking, mate. Think you just can't. Who do you think you are just fucking wandering in?
And in this climate too, like where, you know, restaurants aren't at full capacity. Like you're not thinking. Yeah. You're not thinking, mate. Yeah. The waiter offered him a table outside in the cold, to which he hesitated and I interjected and said, we were just about to leave, and offered our table. He thanked me and my girlfriend and we went on our way. After I saw him, I checked out his Wikipedia page to find his nickname was The Mexican.
Well, there you go. Because, you know, Ferrito rhymes with...
taco.
Tortilla.
In the week before Christmas last year, again from Blake, I was out having a few drinks. I think you find it's called a few froths in Richmond on a sunny afternoon with my girlfriend and some friends. After a few drinks at the bar, we walked up to the tram stop on the corner of Church Street and Swan Street. While I was waiting at the tram stop, I noticed a couple of familiar faces coming towards us. There was a group of three men, of which I recognised Mitch Robinson and Brad Hill.
How were those two together?
That's a good question. So... yeah, they haven't crossed over at any particular team, have they?
No, because Robbo was with Carlton and obviously now with Brisbane, and then Brad Hill was with you guys and then Freo and now St Kilda.
I feel like Mitch Robinson would be the type of guy who'd kind of be mates with everyone. Like, he obviously plays hard on the ground, but I think everybody would be like, yeah, I'll go and play computer games with Mitch.
Oh, yeah, maybe they're Twitchers.
Yeah, maybe they are Twitchers. They look like they'd also been out having a few drinks. I discreetly informed my girlfriend, a mad Saints supporter, and immediately regretted that decision as she walked towards them yelling Brad Hill's name. She Love told it. Brad she was a Saints fan and he was really nice and gave her a hug and then offered me a hug, probably after seeing the embarrassment on my face, and I hugged him too.
This is lovely.
It's a beautiful story.
It is.
And this is Melbourne, round about Christmas time, so just before Christmas, yeah. So Melbourne's about a week from a lockdown. Brad then pointed out the third man in the group as none other than Saint Ben Long. My girlfriend called out to him, to which Ben replied, nah, fuck ya, in a jovial manner. In a jovial manner, as she hadn't recognised him immediately. Oh, that's heartwarming.
It.
Heartwarming footballers in real life.
It's beautiful.
We're going to hit the road. I've got a press conference to head to. We are chunktimeaflpod at Gmail, Twitter, Facebook, and the gram. There you go.
Go Blues.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.